You're listening to Measured. I'm Matt Gallegos. This is a show for people who build things that have to work when nobody's clapping. Ditches. Ledgers. Practice software. County ordinances. The stuff that only becomes visible when it fails. We don't do hype here. We do readings.
August. Grand Junction. Hutchins Water Center. Room full of people who've seen every vendor slide deck that ever promised to fix water with blockchain. I am not there to fix water with blockchain. I'm there because two ditch companies near the Roller Dam agreed to something radical. They agreed to publish their diversions live. Not a vision. Not a pilot video. Live numbers next to the USGS gauge at Cameo, where anyone with a browser can see whether what's being taken matches what's being said.
Field note number one, boring is the wedge. Persuasion is expensive. It scales badly. It attracts the kind of people who want applause more than acreage. Measurement is cheaper. It scales honestly. It attracts the kind of people who show up when the hay is heavy and the meeting is on a Tuesday. Here's what I learned sitting in that room. Water people are hard to impress. Good. That's a feature. They've heard 40 years of promises. They've buried friends who trusted the wrong consultant. They can smell performance from the parking lot. So you don't perform. You put up a number. You let it sit there. You let it be wrong in public once, fix it in public twice, and earn the third reading. That's the whole go-to-market for stewardship. There's a phrase I keep on a white paper because it belongs on a headstone, fuzzy layers and form. Deterministic code gates anything irreversible.
In plain English, let the dreaming part of the system suggest. Let the boring part decide. Your therapist's notes don't leave the room because a policy says so. They don't leave because the pipe is welded shut. Your agent doesn't spend money because the model feels confident. It spends because a gate checked the ledger, the cap, the signer, and the hash chain. Your ditch doesn't get its share because somebody persuasive spoke first. It gets its share because the turn was recorded and the gauge agreed. Same pattern. Different century.
Segment 2, the gate logic. Every week I get some version of this question, Matt, isn't local first just nostalgia? No. Nostalgia is remembering how things were. Local first is respect, implemented. My partner runs a therapy practice. I built her software called Groundwork. It runs on a machine in the room. It doesn't phone home. The dangerous capabilities aren't disabled by checkbox. They're hard disabled. Welded. The specification was simple, make it so she doesn't have to worry. That's not a feature list. That's a love language. When a land trust asks about the same stack, or a rural clinic, or a tribal office with excellent historical reasons to keep records off someone else's cloud, I'm not selling them privacy. I'm selling them one less thing at midnight. Here's the brand test I use. If your product only works when the founder is in the room, it's a demo. If your product still works when the founder is asleep in Pendleton and the dog is following him room to room, it's infrastructure. Segment 3, one number. Today's reading, priority number 1. 1852, San Luis Valley. People's Ditch. Oldest continuously used water right in Colorado. Not a metaphor. A record.
Sequence 0 on the Acequia protocol is a birthday gift to everyone downstream in time. Not because chain history is magic. because something should be hard to rewrite without witnesses.
Genealogy taught me this. You can want a connection to the founder who dug the ditch. Fine. Want it. But you flag every speculative link as speculative. You hold every unconfirmed chain as unconfirmed. In an age drowning in confident fabrication, the older discipline wins. Say what you know. Mark what you don't. That's true in archives. It's true in audit portals. It's true when Madison County writes a data center ordinance and ordinary people need a glossary just to read what they're being asked to approve. Indiana Thread, quick. June 2026. Madison County. Data centers hunting cheap land and willing substations. The usual script, locals find out after the deal. The rewritten script, moratorium, glossary, standards packet. No headlines. Real leverage. The ordinance that passed didn't ban the future. It made the future show its work. Water use, disclosed. Power draw, disclosed. Community benefit, written where it can be enforced. Infrastructure built for stewardship isn't copy if you're also doing it at the kitchen table. Closing field note. 10 years from now, the future should look ordinary. A grad student debugging a sensor. A ditch company publishing numbers because that's simply how it's done. A therapist going home at 5 while her software stays silent and loyal behind her. A ledger still appending. Still refusing to forget. Nobody shakes your hand most days. That was never the ask. If you're listening in the Wired Hours, here's the episode in one sentence. Publish the boring number first, gate the irreversible move, write it down so the next person can sleep. I'm Matt Gallegos. This is Measured.
Same time next week. The council isn't an org chart. We'll talk about initiators, breaks, and why half the world's builders have the same engine and the same missing breaks. Measured. Infrastructure stories for people who keep the books.